Study Article 4. This article will be studied during the week of March 21st through 27th. Why we attend the memorial. Theme text: Keep doing this in remembrance of me. Luke 22:19. Song 20: You gave your precious son. Preview: Whether our hope is to live in heaven or on a paradise earth, we look forward to attending the memorial each year. This article will discuss the sound scriptural reasons why we attend and how we benefit from doing so. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question A. When especially do we remember a loved one who has died? Question B. What did Jesus institute the night before he died? No matter how long it has been since our loved ones have died, we still remember them. The anniversary of their death usually brings especially vivid memories to mind. Each year, we are among the millions worldwide who gather on the anniversary of the death of someone we dearly love, Jesus Christ. We come together to remember the one who gave his life as a ransom to save us from sin and death. In fact, Jesus wanted his followers to remember his death. The night before he died, he instituted a special evening meal and commanded, "Keep doing this in remembrance of me." Luke 22:19. The footnote reads, "These words have been rendered, 'Do this in memory of me,' today's English version, and 'Do this as a memorial of me,' the Jerusalem Bible." End of footnote. Paragraph 3. Question: What will we discuss in this article? A small number of those attending the memorial of Christ's death cherish a heavenly hope, but many millions who have an earthly hope are also present. In this article, we will consider reasons why both groups are eager to attend the memorial each year. We will also examine how we benefit from attending. Let us start by considering some reasons why the anointed attend. Why anointed ones attend. Paragraph 4. Question: Why do anointed ones partake of the bread and the wine at the memorial? Each year, anointed ones look forward to attending the memorial as partakers. Why do they appropriately partake of the bread and the wine? To answer that, consider what happened on the final night of Jesus' earthly life. After the Passover meal, Jesus instituted what has come to be known as the Lord's evening meal. He passed the bread and the wine to his 11 faithful apostles and told them to eat and drink. Jesus spoke to them about two covenants or agreements: the New Covenant and the Kingdom Covenant. These covenants opened up the way for those apostles and a limited number of others to become kings and priests in heaven. Only the anointed remnant, who are in these two covenants, may partake of the bread and the wine at the memorial. The footnote reads, "Expression explained." The expression "anointed remnant" refers to the remaining anointed Christians still alive on earth. End of footnote. Paragraph 5. Question: What do the anointed recognize about the hope they have been given? Here is another reason why the anointed are eager to attend the memorial. This observance gives them an opportunity to contemplate their hope. Jehovah has given them a remarkable hope: to enjoy immortal and incorruptible life in heaven, to serve alongside the glorified Jesus Christ and the rest of the 144,000, and, above all, to be in the very presence of Jehovah God. The anointed recognize that they have been invited to enjoy such privileges in heaven. But to be admitted to heaven, they must remain faithful until their death. It brings the anointed great joy to reflect on their heavenly hope. What about the other sheep? What are some reasons why they attend the memorial? Why the other sheep attend? Paragraph 6. Question. Why do the other sheep attend the memorial each year? The other sheep attend the memorial not as partakers, but as observers. In 1938, those with the earthly hope were for the first time specifically invited to attend the memorial. The Watchtower of March 1, 1938 stated, "It will be entirely right and proper for the other sheep to be present at such meeting and observe what is done. It should be and is a time of rejoicing for them also. Like invited guests who are happy to observe a wedding ceremony, the other sheep are happy to be present as observers at the memorial." Paragraph 7. Question. Why do the other sheep look forward to the memorial discourse? The other sheep, too, contemplate their hope. They look forward to the memorial discourse, for much of it focuses on what Christ and his 144,000 co-rulers will do for faithful humans during the thousand-year reign. Under the leadership of their King, Jesus Christ, those heavenly rulers will help transform the earth into a paradise and lift obedient humankind to perfection. How thrilling it is for the millions of observers at the memorial to imagine the future fulfillment of Bible prophecies, such as those found at Isaiah 35, 5 and 6, chapter 65, 21 to 23, and Revelation 21, 3 and 4. By picturing themselves and their loved ones in that new world, they strengthen their hope for the future and their determination never to stop serving Jehovah. Paragraph 8. Question. What is another reason why the other sheep attend the memorial? Consider another reason why the other sheep attend the memorial. They want to show their love and support for the anointed. God's word foretold that a close bond would exist between the anointed and those with the earthly hope. How so? Let us discuss a few examples. Paragraph 9. Question. What does the prophecy recorded at Zechariah 8:23 indicate about the way the other sheep feel about the anointed? Zechariah 8:23 reads, "This is what Jehovah of armies says. In those days, 10 men out of all the languages of the nations will take hold. Yes, they will take firm hold of the robe of a Jew, saying, 'We want to go with you, for we have heard that God is with you, people.'" This prophecy paints a touching picture of the way the other sheep feel about their anointed brothers and sisters. The expressions, "a Jew" and "you people," refer to the same group, the anointed remnant. The 10 men out of all the languages of the nations represent the other sheep. They take firm hold of, loyally attach themselves to the anointed, joining them in pure worship. Naturally, then, on the night of the memorial, the other sheep show their close attachment to the anointed by being present with them. Paragraph 10. Question. What has Jehovah done in fulfillment of the prophecy found at Ezekiel 37, 15 to 19, 24, and 25? Ezekiel 37, 15 to 19 reads, "The word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, 'And you, son of man, take a stick and write on it, for Judah and for the people of Israel who are with him. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel who are with him. Then bring them close to each other, so that they become just one stick in your hand. When your people say to you, 'Will you not tell us what these things mean?' tell them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel who are with him, and I will join them to the stick of Judah, and I will make them one stick, and they will become one in my hand.'" Verses 24 and 25 read, "My servant David will be their king, and they will all have one shepherd. They will walk in my judicial decisions and carefully observe my statutes. They will dwell on the land that I gave to my servant, to Jacob, where your forefathers lived. And they will dwell on it forever, they and their children and their children's children. And David, my servant, will be their chieftain forever. In fulfillment of this prophecy, Jehovah has brought the anointed and the other sheep together in an unbreakable bond of unity. The prophecy mentions two sticks. Those with the heavenly hope are like the stick for Judah, the tribe from which the kings of Israel were chosen. And those with the earthly hope are like the stick of Ephraim. Jehovah would unite the two groups so that they would become one stick. This means that they serve unitedly under their one king, Christ Jesus. Each year, the anointed and the other sheep attend the memorial, not as two separate groups, but as one flock under one shepherd. John 10:16. Paragraph 11. Question. How do the sheep mentioned at Matthew 25:31-36 and 40 primarily show their support of Christ's brothers? Matthew 25:31-36 reads, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit down on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who have been blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the founding of the world. For I became hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you received me hospitably, naked, and you clothed me. I fell sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me.'" Verse 40 reads, "In reply, the king will say to them, 'Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.'" The sheep in this parable represent righteous ones in the time of the end who have the earthly hope, that is, the other sheep. They loyally support the remaining ones of Christ's Spirit-anointed brothers, primarily by helping them to fulfill an enormous responsibility, the worldwide preaching and disciple-making work. Paragraphs 12 and 13. Question. What are some further ways in which the other sheep show their support for Christ's brothers? Every year in the weeks leading up to the memorial, the other sheep show their support for Christ's brothers by sharing fully in a global campaign to invite interested ones to the memorial. They also help make all the necessary arrangements so that the memorial can be held in every congregation worldwide, even though most congregations do not have any partakers in attendance. The other sheep are thrilled to support Christ's brothers in such ways. These sheep know that Jesus views what they do for His anointed brothers as if they were doing it for Him personally. What are some additional reasons why all of us, regardless of our hope, attend the memorial? The following is supplemental information. Are you planning ahead for the memorial season? Prior to the memorial, share as fully as possible in the campaign to invite others to attend this important event. Make a list of those whom you want to invite. Consider prayerfully whether you can enroll as an auxiliary pioneer during the memorial season. Review articles or other published information that deepens your appreciation for the memorial, the ransom, and the love that Jehovah and Jesus have shown us. For example, you can review chapters 14 and 23 of the book Draw Close to Jehovah and chapter 17 of the book Come Be My Follower. Keep up with the Memorial Bible Reading Schedule found in Examining the Scriptures Daily. Take time to meditate on Bible accounts about Jesus' last days on earth, his death, and his resurrection. On the evening of the memorial, arrive early so that you can warmly welcome visitors and inactive ones who come to the event. Pay close attention to the discourse and follow along in your Bible when the speaker reads and explains the scriptures. After the program concludes, try to start a conversation with a visitor and answer any questions he may have. If he shows interest, make sure that you or someone else can follow up on it. After the memorial, visit any who showed interest and offer a Bible study in the Enjoy Life Forever brochure. Returning to the article, why we all attend. Paragraph 14, question. How have Jehovah and Jesus shown great love for us? We are thankful for the love that Jehovah and Jesus have shown us. Jehovah has demonstrated his love for us in many ways, but one way stands out above all others. Our God made his greatest expression of unselfish love by sending his precious Son to suffer and die for us. We recognize that Jesus, too, showed great love by willingly giving his life for us. We can never repay Jehovah and Jesus for the love they have shown us. But we can show our thankfulness by how we live our life each day. And we attend the memorial so that we may remember their love for us, as well as show our love for them. Paragraph 15. Question. Why do both the anointed and the other sheep highly value the gift of the ransom? We highly value the gift of the ransom. The anointed treasure the ransom, which makes their wonderful hope possible. Because of their faith in Christ's sacrifice, Jehovah has declared them righteous and has adopted them as his children. The other sheep, too, are thankful for the ransom. On the basis of their faith in Christ's shed blood, they have a clean standing before God, can render him sacred service, and have the hope of coming out of the great tribulation. Revelation 7:13-15. One way that both the anointed and the other sheep show their gratitude for the ransom is by being present at the memorial each year. Paragraph 16. Question. What is another reason why we attend the memorial? Another reason why we attend the memorial is that we want to obey Jesus. Regardless of our hope for the future, we take personally the command that Jesus gave on the night he instituted the memorial. Keep doing this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:23 and 24. How we all benefit from attending. Paragraph 17. Question. How does the memorial help us draw closer to Jehovah? We draw closer to Jehovah. As we have learned, the memorial gives us an opportunity to think about the hope Jehovah has given us and to meditate on the great love he has shown us. When we reflect on our sure hope for the future and on God's unfailing love for us, we deepen our own love for Jehovah and strengthen our bond with him. Paragraph 18. Question. What does meditating on Jesus' example move us to do? We are moved to imitate Jesus' example. In the days leading up to the memorial, we focus on Bible accounts about Jesus' final week on earth, his death, and his resurrection. Then on the evening of the memorial, the discourse reminds us of Jesus' love for us. As we read about Jesus' self-sacrificing example and meditate on it, we feel compelled to go on walking just as that one walked. 1 John 2:6. Paragraph 19. Question. How can we remain in God's love? We are even more determined to remain in God's love. We remain in God's love by doing all we can to obey him, sanctify his name, and bring joy to his heart. the memorial observance moves us to be more determined to live each day in a way that says to Jehovah, I want to remain in your love forever. Paragraph 20. Question. What sound reasons do we have for attending the memorial? Whether our hope is to live forever in heaven or on earth, we have sound reasons to attend the memorial. Each year when we gather together on that date, we remember the death of someone we love, Jesus Christ. Above all, we remember the greatest act of love, the love that Jehovah showed us by giving His Son as a ransom. This year, the memorial will be held on the evening of Friday, April 15th, 2022. We love Jehovah and His Son, so on the anniversary of Jesus' death, nothing could be more important to us than being present at the memorial. Regarding the memorial, what are some reasons why the anointed attend? What are some reasons why the other sheep attend? How do we all benefit from attending? Song 16, Praise Jah for His Son, the Anointed. End of article.